This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Liam Makelam, KCBS foodie chap at Journeyman Meat Company in Healdsburg, Sonoma. With me, Camille Sagosio. Good to see you, love. How are you?
Lovely this morning.
Did I get the last name right?
You got the last name right. You did very well.
But give it to me in your best Italian.
Sagazio.
Your journey is quite the story. By the way, we're kicking off. We're drinking. We're eating. I've got bacon before me. I've got a salumi plate before me. We're going to talk about all of this in just a moment. But the first question I always love to ask is, what are we drinking?
We are drinking San Lorenzo Rock Garden. This is inspired by the hillside, rocky terrain of the San Lorenzo Estate, which is the vineyard that my grandfather purchased and planted in 1896. He paid 10 gold coins for it, and we named it San Lorenzo. That's the name of the town that he immigrated from Italy to come to the New World. He came the week that Abraham Lincoln was shot, so he came in 1865.
That's quite some history there. Let's have a little drink. Let's say salute. Salute.
Salute. Chin chin.
Yeah, here we go. Oh my gosh. At 10 a.m. in the morning, that is a kick in the pants.
Yes, it is.
You know what that means? That means we've got to have a little piece of bacon to go with it. So I'm going to right here. Folks, we're here in downtown Healdsburg, Journeyman Meat Company. And what a story the Sagazio family story is. You touched on it just a little bit, but let's wind back the clock. It's what year? Your grandfather? There were two grandfathers, two sides to the family. So paint the picture for me about the America they came to and how they got here and what they did when they got here.
Well, it's a wonderful question because it really speaks back to a time in our history when immigrants were coming to America and coming to the New World because it was a place where they had heard all the stories back in the old world of how great things were, particularly out here in California.
Yeah.
So my great-grandfather, Francesco Passalacqua, came in 1865.
Say that name one more time just because I love it.
Francesco Passalacqua.
It's the best.
And he came, and he made his way to California because the stories that the immigrants received back in Italy was that they could stop in New York, they could stop in New Jersey, they could work in many trades on the East Coast. But if they came to California, they could work, they could get land.
Yeah.
And it was a beacon for them. So they came having heard the successful stories of the immigrants who had gone before.
And that was the thing then. They wanted new settlers to come to the New World. And they wanted to give them land for a fair price because they wanted people to settle and for homesteads to become part of the California experience.
Exactly. So many Italian immigrants came because of the gold rush. They came to San Francisco, and that led to a domestic market of immigrants being created, and they needed products.
Sure.
And so my great-grandfather went to work up in the Sierra Nevadas. He was a short-order cook, and then he came to Sonoma County. He started working with his hands. Agriculture. I mean, they knew how to plant. They knew how to grow. They grew vegetables and made wine and planted grapes. And so they really brought their traditions from Italy to California. And they were delighted because with hard work and thrift and saving, they were able to buy land. And remember, they couldn't do that in Europe. In Europe, the eldest child inherits the land holding and the other children don't get anything.
Yeah.
And so on my Sagazio side, Eduardo Sagazio was the second born son.
Yeah.
His elder brother inherited the family land holding in Piemonte, the Sagazio family in Piemonte. Well, he came to America because his friend Pietro Rossi of the Rossi family told him, Eduardo, come to California. You work for 7 years at Italian Swiss colony, and after 7 years, you'll get a lump sum payment. You can buy land. He bought his first vineyard and paid $200 an acre.
My word. What year?
1895.
Good Lord. It's gone up a little bit since then.
It's gone up
it?
Just a little bit. Inflation.
I think it's a beautiful thing that your family has embraced these great family traditions from the old world, things that were brought to the new world. And here we are today at the Meat Company. Of course, Segesio, so well known for your great wines. Your brother, winemaker, Peter, been making incredible wines for a number of years. What is this all about? Because I'm seeing before me meat cured in the traditional way. Wines, you know, of course, that complement the great food you're serving here. So what's behind the Journeyman, and what's behind the name?
So the name Journeyman refers to, in the European guilds, you know, you start and you work and you become a journeyman to learn a trade. And there's the title of master, but Peter was inspired by the name because he believes in life, you're always learning. You're never a master and can say, I've learned it all. Yep. Certainly true with grape growing, certainly true with winemaking, and also true with the curing of meats. The meat idea came because when I was a little girl, we grew up in a typical Italian-American household. And what's beautiful about Italian families is that you mark the seasons. Sure. And you're never doing the same thing all year. And yeah. Every year we would make sausage mm-hmm. at Christmas time with my father in the cellar. You made a little bit of fresh sausage, but then you hung the sausage recipe and you made salumi.
Yeah.
So we started this when we were children. And my father's dream, he always wanted us to make salumi.
And here we are.
And here we are. So Peter had the idea. He trained in Italy. He learned the way the Italians cure salumi is, like many things Italian do, it's different, it's slower, it's more artisanal, but the quality is exceptional. And so we are looking here at a selection of small batch salumi that's all been aged in an individual chamber, which Peter believes is very important for quality. The flavor profile, the expressiveness, it takes longer. So our typical aging time is around 32 days, so it definitely is slower.
And here in Sonoma, you're in a league of your own, USDA approved, and that means having a watchful eye over you at all times.
Exactly, exactly. The USDA certification is very important because it's the only way that we are allowed to ship our salumi, which is handcrafted and hand-cured, made locally here in Sonoma County. We are able to ship that all over the United States. And so that was the goal, was to share our salumi with our Italian heritage made here in Sonoma County and ship that to customers outside.
I'm so eager to have a bite here. Is this the Finocchina?
Yes, this is Finocchiona.
Finocchiona.
I studied a few years in Italy. Finocchiona, this is inspired by Tuscany. Oh. The flavor profile there is fennel pollen, fennel seed, ground fennel. And fennel is indigenous in Sonoma County, but it's also something quite famous in Tuscany. So the flavors of these salumi are coming from different parts of Italy, and Peter was inspired by the fennel when he interned in Tuscany.
In one bite, you're taking a walk in nature.
Yes.
Yeah. Next door here, a nod to your grandfather, right?
Yes, or father? Actually my father. So Pio was my father's name, and he was named after Pope Pius. And this is a classical Piemontese recipe. It's the Holy Trinity, which is allspice, nutmeg, and clove. And this is the core of the sausage we made growing up and the salumi. And so in honor of my father, we named it after him.
Thank you, Papa. My word. So good. Right here, what do we have?
Soprasata. This is a nod to the Passalacquas. This is southern Italy. This is spice, so Calabrian chilies, lots of garlic, a very different spice profile. I think with these two salumis, you're tasting my family's roots. Segesios are from the north, the Passalacquas are from the south. So these two salumis really speak to those two families and where they came from in Italy.
I'm doing all the eating, so I'll let you eat a little bit. And I'm sure that for you, to take a bite of each of these meats, it's a journey back in time. It's a nod to family, and I'm sure in some way evokes some memories every time you take a bite, right?
Absolutely. You know, in an Italian family, there's many things we say. You're never alone. There's always tons of opinions from the whole family about everything you're doing, and you're never hungry. My aunt from Italy told me something once. She said, you know why Italians go to so much trouble to think of what they're going to have for dinner and make a special pasta sauce? I said, why, Zia? She said, because every time the family's together, it's a celebration. So we mark that moment. Well, that's something remarkable. Mm-hmm. I mean, in this fast-paced world here in America, we're not celebrating every time we're eating, but we should.
Yeah, absolutely. And the family should always have that time to come together, because at the end of it all, there is nothing more important than family. And I know that in our last hours, the thing we're always thinking about is the time we spent with our family, with loved ones. And it is an important thing to do. Sadly, so many don't. I come from a very small Irish family, not the norm. It's usually a big Irish Catholic family. But, you know, that gathering time, that breaking of bread, sharing of wine, stories, precious time at the end of the day, even if it's once a week, it's important.
Absolutely. You know, when you are breaking bread, you're making a memory. And, you know, with family and with very close friends, that was something in all the years that my parents were alive. You know, the Sunday meal was something we spent a lot of time planning. It was always family, a few very close family friends. And I think we would all be better served if we would slow down, have a glass of wine, have something special to eat, and just take time with those of us in our lives that we love the most.
Well, listen, I love that we're taking time to work through all these meats. We're going to keep on going here. Bianco.
Bianco. Bianco's inspired by the indigenous herbs of Sonoma County. So Peter, in working with some of the great chefs at Single Thread, was advised that rosemary and sage are two of the most famous indigenous herbs to Sonoma County. So the Bianco is Russian River Chardonnay with rosemary and sage, and it's really a nod to the great chefs that we're working with.
Parmesan, porcini.
Parmesan and porcini is inspired by the history of being a winemaker. Peter's a winemaker. And this is a New World recipe. You would not find this in Italy.
Wow.
Parmesan cheese and porcini mushrooms gives you this umami, and the parmesan gives you the perfect complement to the tannins of a red wine, particularly a Cabernet. So yeah. We believe this salumi is best suited. The fattiness of the cheese pairs very well with a higher tannin wine like a Cabernet.
And on the subject of cheese, we have right here.
Yes. This is a Jack cheese. This is a local producer out of Sebastopol who actually trained in the UK and only has 3 artisanal cheeses, and we just started working with him last week.
Mm. Oh, my word. That's a little taste of heaven in one little bite. Mm. That is perfection. You know, the Brits don't do too many great things around food. Getting better, but they definitely know how to make cheese.
They're very good at cheese.
And you know, you spent some time in London, right?
Yes, I did.
And there is good food to be found in London.
There is very good food to be found in London.
Beyond the curry house.
Beyond the curry house. And many European and Italian chefs are really changing the way Londoners are eating.
Yeah, which is a good thing. We have to move on to this board next door. You mentioned sausage early on. And folks, if you've just joined us... Foodie Chap here in Healdsburg, Journeyman Meat Company, great food, great wine, hospitality and conviviality at the core here as well. You've served up some gorgeous sausage. Tell me about it.
So we make fresh sausage. Fresh sausage is one of our most important products. We've been making sausage since we were children. My father, every year at Christmas time, we would make sausage. We would make it in December because... The grape harvest was over with. The wines were sitting in the tanks. And so we could take a little bit of time off and do this family tradition of making sausage. It's literally just the pork, the meat, and the spices. And you mix them together, and then you stuff them, and then you hang them.
My word, that is tasty. My
Lord. Fresh sausages, you know, without any processing and without anything to make them shelf stable for long amounts of time, are a completely different animal. And so we make 7 different sausages. The fresh sausage you're tasting is called Avi. Avi means grandparents in Italian. Mm. And this is that classical Pio recipe from northern Italy of nutmeg, clove, and allspice. I love fresh sausages, but also great sausage is a fabulous component in Italian pasta sauces. So we make a lot of our traditional family recipes with this sausage.
If your grandparents were to walk in here today, what would they say to you? What would they think of what you're doing, you and your brother Peter, the family? How do you think they'd react walking into this store?
I think if my grandparents knew that their grandson, my brother Peter, his wife Kathy, my sister-in-law, and Camille, the sister, they would say, like, that's the foundation of a typical Italian family business. Often the Italian man gets the support of his wife and his sister to start a new venture, and they would say sempre avanti, which is always look forward.
Yeah. Well, listen, lots to look forward to when you come in here. And for those who've not been here to Journeyman Meat Company here in Healdsburg, what will people discover when they walk through these doors?
They will discover, they'll discover the best of the old world, Italian traditions, but rooted here in Sonoma County. And so it's a remarkable concept to have a tasting room, a butcher shop, and a meat cafe where you can buy fresh meat to take home. You can buy a piece of meat and have it cooked on site. We have a wood-fired oven where you can order a piece of cut of meat right out of the case, recommended by our butchers, and then have it cooked for lunch. You can take it home for dinner. You can buy bacon or sausages. You can have lunch. You can have dinner. You can just come in for a bit of wine and salumi before you go off to have dinner somewhere else. So it's really a place for the community to connect and also to support local production. All of these products are made locally here in Sonoma County. As we're all learning with sustainability, you know, if you can support local farmers and local producers, it's better for the local economy, it's healthier for you. Yeah. And so really this is a concept, what we're seeing in the wine business, we're now seeing happen with meat, that people care where the meat is coming from, they care how it's made, and they want to support a local producer.
Well, listen, if there's a place called heaven, and I believe there is, I believe it's called the Meat Cafe, and I've just found it here in Healdsburg. Before we wrap up, Camille, let's talk wine. What are the varietals you're making?
So we are making Russian River Chardonnay, single vineyard Richie Chardonnay and a Russian River Chardonnay from the Journeyman line. We're also making Pinot Noir. Journeyman was really inspired for the wines for the cooler climate. So Sonoma County has got fabulous cool climate Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. On the red side, we're featuring San Lorenzo, which again is the vineyard purchased and planted by my great-grandfather in 1896. And those are 100-year-old vines. They're Zinfandel. They survived because of tenacity and because they were planted on St. George rootstock. And so this is what the old Italians planted the Zinfandel on, because they planted it on St. George because St. George was good for production. Well, we didn't know that St. George is also resistant to phylloxera. So when all these vines were lost to phylloxera, a lot of what survived in California, and particularly in Sonoma County, is old vine Zin. So it gives us very, very low tonnage, very low yields. You get about 1 ton to the acre. 1 ton is 60 cases. Yeah. So if this was a high commercial vineyard, you'd get 6 tons. We're only getting one. So we're giving you a very, very small amount, but of exceptional quality. And this then flows into the philosophy of the salumi. It's smaller. Small is beautiful. Less is more. Mm-hmm. Smaller volume and exceptional quality. And so the philosophy behind the wines is the same behind the salumi.
That, well, less is more, but let's have one more salute, shall we? Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you so much, Camille. Here we go. Mm. My word. Great meats, great wine, a great place to come. You know, take some things to go. Come and just get a little taste of the old world being done today right here in Healdsburg. Thank you, Camille, to you and your brother Peter and the rest of the family. Thank you for keeping these traditions alive and to sharing your passion and a bit of your family story with us. We thank you so very much. Folks, do yourself a favor and pop into Journeyman Meat Company. You'll find it right downtown in Healdsburg, Sonoma. More on the Journeyman Meat Company story and the Seghezio family story at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. More bacon, please.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.